The top five at five.
Do you feel like you're qualified to serve in this Congress right now?
Well, embattled Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos being questioned there, tight-lipped though, as he arrived in Washington, D.C. for his swearing-in as investigations into his alleged past continue. The subway shooter pleads guilty to federal terrorism charges in April's subway attack in New York City. The U.S. House of Representatives in chaos after three failed votes to elect a new House Speaker. We have an update on Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin following his sudden cardiac arrest during Monday night's NFL game against the Bengals. Crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried in a Manhattan federal courtroom pleading not guilty to defrauding investors. Disgraced Long Island representative-elect George Santos arrived in Washington, D.C. alone, not wearing a wedding ring, to be sworn in as the 118th Congress convened. Santos, though, dodged a series of reporters' questions about his past, which are the subject of federal and county investigations. Santos only spoke to confirm that he would vote for Representative Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
Do you feel like you're qualified to serve in this Congress right now? How do you hope your constituents can trust you, even though that you've misrepresented your biography to them?
What's your response to calls for a House Ethics investigation by Nick LaLota?
All right, well, no response there from Santos. There are also allegations he lied about multiple work and multiple educational experiences. He's also under investigation in a check fraud case in Brazil. Suspected subway shooter Frank James pleading guilty to federal terrorism charges Tuesday in Brooklyn federal court, admitting to opening fire on a Brooklyn subway train, wounding 10 passengers. James had posted online that he was the prophet of doom. The 63-year-old pleaded guilty to all 11 counts in his indictment, including 10 counts of committing a terrorist attack against a mass transit system, one for each wounded passenger. One of James' victims, Arolo Gonzalez, who was shot in the leg on the way to school, spoke to NBC4 New York.
For about 4 months, I couldn't walk. I do find myself a little bit more anxious and I just nervous when I do get on the train. So I do take the train almost every day because it is New York. That's like the easiest way to get around. Mentally, it is a bit of a struggle because it's hard to step on the train and not think about what happened.
Prosecutors revealed James had been planning the attack since 2017 and had conducted a trial run aboard the N train. Well, Republican Kevin McCarthy failing in three rounds of marathon voting yesterday to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. It's a historic defeat with no clear way out, as McCarthy became the first person in 100 years not to win the Speaker's gavel. The House convenes today at noon. McCarthy had pledged a battle on the floor for as long as it took to overcome right flank fellow Republicans who were refusing to give him their votes.
There's times we're going to have to argue with our own members if they're looking at for only positions for themselves, not for the country. For the last 2 months, we worked together as a whole conference to develop rules that empower all members. But we're not empowering certain members over others.
McCarthy needed 218 votes in the full House. He got just 203 in two rounds and 202 in round three. Representative Jim Jordan picked up a vote in the third round, collecting 20 votes. Well, Bills of Safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition this morning at a medical center in Cincinnati. The 24-year-old went into cardiac arrest following a hit during Monday night's NFL game against the Bengals and was revived on the field. Jordan Rooney, who serves as Hamlin's marketing rep, spoke briefly on Good Morning America, where he expressed how the Bills defender is a fighter. Meanwhile, Hamlin's uncle, Dorian Glenn, provided an update to the NFL Network.
Right now, they got him on a ventilator, so they're trying to get him to breathe on his own. So we're just kind of taking it day by day. Still in the ICU. They have him sedated. So just continue to administer the medical treatment that they've been doing. I'm really, really thankful for the staff, the medical staff that's been working with them. They've been truly awesome and helping him with his recovery.
He also announced Hamlin's oxygen has been able to be reduced from 100% to 50%. Well, failed FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleading not guilty in Manhattan federal court yesterday to charges that he cheated investors and looted out customer deposits on his cryptocurrency trading platform. A judge set a tentative trial date for October. Anthony Scaramucci, founder of Skybridge Capital, thinks SBF will decide to accept a plea deal instead of a head to trial.
I don't think he's going to want to go to a full-blown trial with the two senior executives that worked alongside of him in this fraud, admitting to the fraud, pleading guilty to it.
And Scaramucci, a former White House communications director under former President Trump, was a guest on the Sid and Friends in the Morning program.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.